few people asked about wearing or buying new clothing during Sfiras HaOmer. So most of the discussion on this topic centers around the bracha of Shehechiyonu. The Shulchan Aruch writes, not in regard to Sfiras HaOmer, but in regard to Ben HaMitzarim, the period leading up to Tisha B'Av, that it would be proper to avoid saying Shehechiyonu on a new fruit or a new article of clothing. So would the same apply to Sfiras HaOmer? Would we say that Sfiras HaOmer, we have Nehugei Avelus? So maybe on the one hand it's parallel to the period of Ben HaMitzarim, or maybe not, that Ben HaMitzarim is a more, is a deeper Avelus, and Sfiras HaOmer, we don't quite take it that far. So, first of all, this would only apply to items that you say Shehechiyonu on. Many bizmanenu, many people are not knowing to say Shehechiyonu on most new items of clothing. But in any event, the Mishnah Berurah here writes in Tov Tzadi Gimel, with regard to Sfiras HaOmer, that im nizdamin lo eze inyan shetzarech levarech lav Shehechiyonu yivarech, that if something comes up that requires a Shehechiyonu, you should say the Shehechiyonu. So the Achronim wonder, what is that lashon exactly? Im nizdamin, if it comes up. Does that mean that ideally it wouldn't come up, but if it comes up, then you can say it? Or does it mean that if you have a reason to say Shehechiyonu, there's no problem to say a Shehechiyonu? So there were some Achronim who were hesitant about the issue of the Shehechiyonu, but the predominant view is that it's permissible, even l'chatchila, to say Shehechiyonu during the period of Sfiras HaOmer. So this is quoted from Shlomo Zalman Orbach and from Rav Chaim Kanievsky and others. Some explain that when it comes to the bracha of Shehechiyonu, it may not be even just an issue of Avelus and how deep the Avelus is, but something beyond that, the nature of the time period that we're in. That when it comes to the period of Bein HaMitzarim leading up to Tisha B'Av, it's a time period which is a sad time period. It's a time period which is considered a unfortunate time period. And therefore, you don't say Shehechiyonu v'kimanu v'giyonu lazman hazeh, that we're saying a bracha on having reached this time. The time is a bad time. So you don't say v'giyonu lazman hazeh. Whereas when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, although there are some who say it's a period of din, but lemaisa, most understand that although it's a little bit of a complex time and we have some Nehugei Avelus, but in essence, it's not a sad time at all. It's a happy time. That, as the Ramban says, it's a period of like Chol Hamoed between Pesach and Shavuos. In essence, it's a time of Kedusha. It's a time leading from Pesach to Shavuos to Matan Torah, and therefore, it wouldn't be problematic to say Shehechiyonu v'kiyamanu v'higiyonu lezman hazeh. There are some poskim who raise that there are some sources, a couple of sources already from the period of the Gaonim that mention specifically not making or purchasing new clothing during this time as one of the Nehugei Avelus, apart from the issue of Shehechiyonu. This minog has received very, very scant mention over the last 1,000 years, to the point that some of the Gedolei Achronim, when dealing with this issue in modern times, right, there's no source whatsoever that ever said that you cannot have new clothing. But there are a couple of sources. So the question is that a significant point? So some poskim write, so therefore, on the basis of this, if there are places where there is a minhag not to buy new clothing or wear new clothing during Sfira, that's a modern iteration of an old minhag, and it's not a minhag shtus, and it's a minhag that should be observed in that sense. However, it would seem that me'ikir adin, one certainly does not need to introduce such a minhag where it does not exist. And me'ikir adin, the halacha is l'hakel. So, just to mention a few of the more modern svarim, Rav Avadya Yosef writes, one does not have to machmir whatsoever not to say Shehechiyonu on new fruit. When it comes to new clothing, me'ikir adin, it's mutter. Midas chasidus to avoid. Ben Tzion Abba Shul says, chlal, there's nothing. There's no such thing as not buying or wearing new clothing during this time period. Tzitz Eliezer says, if there's a minig, it's a real minig. And they say, for Halicha Shlomo, Reb quotes from Shlomo Zalman, even l'chadchila, one can buy and wear new clothing during this time period. So we should be zoche to hear wonderful news and be able to say, in full-throatedly, always, Shehechiyonu v'kiyamanu v'higiyonu lezman hazeh. Have a wonderful day.